Here's a word that makes me all chop happy when I edit. Both. It comes up a lot in sentences like this one. The hospital provides a supportive work environment for both doctors and nurses. That both is technically just fine. It's used correctly, of course, but it has a drawback. And when you weigh that drawback against the benefits of this use of both, I see no reason to leave it. The drawback is that both, when immediately followed by a plural noun, could momentarily be construed as modifying that noun alone. In other words, someone looking at the phrase both doctors and nurses might first read it as both doctors and wonder which two doctors you're talking about. Granted, they wouldn't be confused for long. It only takes a split second to realize that both is modifying the whole noun phrase, doctors and nurses. But if your goal is optimum clarity, precision, and economy of words, which mine usually is when I'm editing, you have to question that both. Does it really add anything that offsets these drawbacks? Not in this sentence. The hospital provides a supportive work environment for doctors and nurses. That says it all just as well with fewer words. So I would chop both out of that sentence without hesitation. Writers use both more often than needed because, in spoken English, it can add some emphasis. It can say, wow, not just doctors, but even nurses have a good gig here. But in print, this doesn't always have the same effect. Readers can't always hear the way the word sounds in the writer's mind. So both really can do more harm than good. On the other hand, both can sometimes achieve the desired effect in print. Used optimally, it can drive that wow point quite well. Even before a plural noun, it doesn't modify alone. That's why I weigh the merits of every instance of the word both on a case-by-case basis. But my simple rule is, if both isn't adding anything to the sentence, and it comes before a plural noun that isn't the sole word being modified by both, then that both is an extra word that I can do without.